This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Israeli parliament is preparing to vote on a plan to close settlements in Gaza. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon wants to withdraw 8,000 settlers. It's a move that's divided the country and threatened the stability of Sharon's coalition government. But the prime minister is expected to prevail in today's vote, which comes at the end of 17 hours of debate. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Sharon opened the two-day debate on the Gaza withdrawal plan with an emotional speech. This is the most difficult decision I have had to make in all my life as a fighter and commander, a politician, and as prime minister, he said. But Sharon said Israel does not want to rule over millions of Palestinians whose population is doubling every generation. He said the withdrawal from Gaza will strengthen Israel. Sharon was repeatedly heckled by members of his own coalition, and the Knesset speaker ejected several Knesset members from the plenum. In today's vote, Sharon is expected to get a solid majority of at least 66 Knesset members in favor. But about half of the members of his own Likud party say they will vote against the plan. Sharon has threatened to fire any cabinet ministers who do so. That means that Sharon will be dependent on the opposition Labor Party for a majority. Aides say he will restructure his coalition after today's vote and will ask Labor to join. Outside the parliament, thousands of Israelis demonstrated in favor of the Gaza pullback. One of those demonstrating was Ron Elinav, a doctor in Jerusalem. He said he understands the pain of the 8,000 Jewish settlers in Gaza who will be forced to leave their homes. But he said Israel has no choice.
I don't think there's a future for us being there with 2 million Arabs. And I don't support us making their life so tough. And we want to live peacefully with them. And that's why we want to leave. I think we should leave.
Cindy Shulkin, who came to the demonstration with her three children, said she would have preferred a withdrawal from Gaza as part of a negotiated settlement with the Palestinians. She said she supports the left in Israel and never thought she would find herself backing Prime Minister Sharon, who she voted against in Israel's last election.
I don't think there's a choice. I don't think we have a partner to speak with, I don't think it's going to lead to any long-term negotiation process. I just think we should get the helpers.
Labor Knesset member Amram Mitzna said the expected vote in favor of the pullback is an important symbolic decision.
It is a beginning, and it is so important to break the taboo, the red line, which was always not to evacuate settlements.
Mitzna said he hopes the withdrawal from Gaza will be the beginning of a process that will lead to an Israeli pullback from the West Bank and a negotiated deal with the Palestinians. The parliament continues its debate today, and a vote is scheduled later today. Tens of thousands of Jewish settlers who oppose the withdrawal plan are staging a large demonstration. All of the Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza are on strike today, and tens of thousands of school children will be bused to the demonstration. Some settlers have said they will try to stop Knesset members from reaching the parliament. Hundreds of extra police have been deployed. Meanwhile, the violence in Gaza continues. Israeli troops today pulled out of the Khan Yunis refugee camp in southern Gaza after a 30-hour operation to stop mortar fire on nearby Jewish settlements. Palestinian officials said 17 Palestinians were killed in the Israeli incursion, including an 11-year-old boy. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.